Here's Tech on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, we're just about to the end of this mini heat wave. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a shower or thunderstorm possible today, once again in the lower 90s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid, mid-80s. Friday, showers and much cooler, 65 to 70. And by Saturday, we'll have spotty showers and temperatures remaining in the upper 60s to around 70. We'll check Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. Cornwall Zoning Board has approved an amended home business regulation. Aware of the concerns expressed by several residents, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously approved the regulations on home businesses, making one modification and assuring the community the zoning enforcement officer would closely monitor any applications. That vote was taken after months of discussion by the commissioners with input from the public. The Northwest Hills Council of Governments named a new executive director over the weekend. Robert A. Phillips has been named new executive director, succeeding Richard Lynn, currently the director of planning and community development for the town of Southington. Phillips begins his duty on June 14th. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Natural Sciences, a Master's of Science in Natural Resources, and a Master's of Public Administration, all from the University of Connecticut. He and his family reside in Farmington. In his leisure time, he coaches youth sports, and he likes to ski. The Connecticut House voted to pass the truck mileage tax last night. It was a proposal that had been taken out of the budget during negotiations and turned into its own bill. Under it, heavyweight trucks would be charged a fee per mileage. The head of the Motor Transport Association weighed in on the discussion, saying that last-minute change to exempt the heaviest trucks on the road means the bill won't work as planned. Out of New York, will alcohol to go be there to stay? Carry out booze could be the law. As New Yorkers craved mixing drinks, were still able to enjoy them with their takeout meals. Now state leaders face a question, should it be a permanent law? With just a few days left in the New York legislative session at the state capitol, restaurants are urging the legislature to put takeout alcohol from restaurants on the books. Currently, the sales are allowed through a monthly extension of the executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The latest one runs through July 4th, and it's unclear whether it would be extended thereafter. Volunteers are needed for Doodletown Wildlife Management Area invasive species removal. They're seeking volunteers with invasive plant removal at Doodletown WMA on June 16th and 17th from 9 to 3. The goal is to limit the invasive plants such as marberry, autumn olive, and invasive honeysuckle that may colonize the habitat being restored for the New England cottontail, New York's only native rabbit. Habitat restoration is a method used to help stabilize New England cottontail populations, which is under threat due to habitat loss and competition from non-native eastern cottontail. Volunteers are asked to meet at approximately 1.5 miles up Westfall Road, Ankrum, New York. Look for the yellow kiosk and yellow gate. Note the area has poor cell phone coverage. Also wear clothes suitable for working in briars. Bring tick and deterrent spray and your own snacks and water. Volunteers will be taught to identify and remove invasive plants. In Salisbury, the track committee has a special meeting coming up today at 5 p.m. In Sharon, planning and zoning has a meeting at 5:30. In Falls Village, the regular meeting of the Recreation Commission at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the planning board has their virtual meeting at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, coming up tonight, the annual town meeting at 7 p.m., followed by the monthly meeting of the Board of Finance at 8 p.m. Northeast Planning Board has their planning board meeting tonight at 7:30. Pine Plains Planning Board has a meeting via Zoom at 7:30 tonight. Coming up this weekend, the Stockbridge Grange on Church Street is serving up a takeout public baked bean and ham dinner, your choice of lemon or chocolate cream pie for dessert. Pickup time on Saturday from 12 noon until 1:30. All orders must be submitted no later than tomorrow. 413-443-4352 or 413-243-1298. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise is back at the Canaan VFW. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun, 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday evenings. And this Thursday, it's the Rocking Heartbeats with the music. It's rain or shine, all activities. Norfolk Library kicks off its summer reading program with Tales and Tales
on June 11th at 6:30 with a pet parade. Prizes will be given in many different categories. Coming up on June the 12th, there's Electronic Recycling Day beginning at 8 a.m. at 11 South Center Street in Millerton, New York. To find out more information, climatesmartmillerton.org. Hillsdale Car Show comes up on Saturday the 12th from 9 to 4 at Hamlet Park in Hillsdale. Awards at 3:30. Spectators and children are free. Please bring a mask, trophies, including People's Choice Award. There'll be vendors, food, music, and also a raffle to benefit the Hamlet Park renovation. On Saturday at 1 p.m., Bonnie Akhtar's Celebration of Life at Veterans Field, Lions Club Pavilion in Sharon. You're invited to bring some food and celebrate the life of Bonnie. There's live music with Brother Other and other musical guests, which will be in keeping tradition with old summer parties. There'll be a pig roast, hot dogs, hamburgers, fresh-cut French fries, beer, wine, soda, and water will be available. RSVP for the Deviled Egg Contest. Any questions? Contact Ray Jr. or Bumpa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,599.82, the NASDAQ at 13,924.91, and the S&P 500 at 4227.26. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.